This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that temporary suspension of Operation Sindoor is not a conclusion, as India will continue to assess Pakistan's every move in the coming days to ensure that its future actions align with its commitments. Addressing the nation via video conference this evening, the Prime Minister said that within the first 3 days of launch of Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered destruction far beyond its expectations. Mr. Modi mentioned that following India's aggressive countermeasures, Pakistan began seeking ways to de-escalate, appealing to the global community for relief from rising tensions. The Prime Minister revealed that after suffering severe losses, Pakistan's military reached out to India's Director General Military Operations DGMO on 10th of May. Mr. Modi noted that Pakistan, in its appeal, assured that it would cease all terrorist activities and military aggression against India. Mr. Modi said, in light of this statement, India reviewed the situation and decided to temporarily suspend its counter-operations against Pakistan's terrorist and military installation. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that Operation Sindoor is not just a name, but a reflection of the emotions of millions of Indians. He described the operation as an unwavering pledge to justice.
Hum sabhi ne bite dinon mein desh ka samarth aur uska sanyam dono dekha hai. Main sabse pehle Bharat ki parakrami senaon ko, sashastra balon ko, हमारी खुफिया एजेंसियों को, हमारे वैज्ञानिकों को, हर भारतवासी की तरफ से सैल्यूट करता हूं। हमारे वीर सैनिकों ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के लक्ष्यों की प्राप्ति के लिए असीम शौर्य का प्रदर्शन किया। मैं उनकी वीरता को, उनके साहस को, उनके पराक्रम को आज समर्पित करता हूं।
The Prime Minister declared that Operation Sindoor is now India's established policy in the fight against terrorism, marking a decisive shift in India's strategic approach. He stated that the operation has set a new standard and a new normal in counter-terrorism measures. The Prime Minister outlined three key pillars of India's security doctrine, and the first pillar is the decisive retaliation. He said any terrorist attack on India will be met with a strong and resolute response. The second is no tolerance for nuclear blackmail, as India will not be intimidated by nuclear threats. Mr. Modi said that third pillar is no distinction between terror sponsors and terrorists, as India will no longer see terrorist leaders and the governments sheltering them as separate entities. Mr. Modi pointed out that during Operation Sindoor, the world once again witnessed Pakistan's disturbing reality, with senior Pakistani military officials openly attending funerals of eliminated terrorists, proving Pakistan's deep involvement in state-sponsored terrorism. The Prime Minister reaffirmed that India will continue taking decisive steps to safeguard its citizens against any threat, underscoring that unity is India's greatest strength in the fight against all forms of terrorism. The Prime Minister reaffirmed that while this era is not one of war, it cannot be one of terrorism either. He emphasized that zero tolerance against terrorism is the guarantee of a better and safer world. Prime Minister Modi criticized Pakistan's military and government for continuously nurturing terrorism, and warned that such actions will eventually lead to Pakistan's own downfall. He declared that if Pakistan seeks survival, it must dismantle its terror infrastructure, as there is no other path to peace. He reaffirmed India's firm stance, stating that terror and talks cannot coexist. Terror and trade cannot go hand in hand, and blood and water cannot flow together. Mr. Modi sent the firm message to the world that any discussions with Pakistan will focus solely on terrorism, and any negotiations with Pakistan will center around Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, POK.
Pakistani fauj, Pakistan ki sarkar, jis tarah atmangvad ko khat pani de rahe hain, wo ek din Pakistan ko hi samapt kar dega. पाकिस्तान को अगर बचना है तो उसे अपने टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का सफाया करना ही होगा। इसके अलावा शांति का कोई रास्ता नहीं है। भारत का मत एकदम स्पष्ट है, टेरर और टॉक एक साथ नहीं हो सकते, टेरर और ट्रेड एक साथ नहीं चल सकते और पानी और खून भी एक साथ नहीं बह सकता।
The Prime Minister saluted the armed forces, the military, the intelligence agencies and the scientists. He dedicated the valor, bravery, courage of armed forces under the operation to every mother, sister and daughter of the country.
22 April ko Pahalgam mein aatankwadiyon ne jo barbarta dikhai thi usne desh aur duniya ko jagjor diya tha. छुट्टियां मना रहे निर्दोष मासूम नागरिकों को धर्म पुष्कर उनके परिवार के सामने, उनके बच्चों के सामने बेरहमी से मार डालना, यह आतंक का बहुत विभत्स चेहरा था, क्रूरता थी। ये देश के सद्भाव को तोड़ने की घिनौनी कोशिश भी थी। मेरे लिए व्यक्तिगत रूप से ये पीड़ा बहुत बड़ी थी।
Hitting out at Pakistan, Mr. Modi said, terror incidents anywhere can be traced back to Pakistan's terror hubs like Bahawalpur and Muridke. He said, to eliminate terrorists, the government of India granted full authority to the Indian armed forces, and today every terrorist and terror organization understands the consequences of attempting to harm the dignity and pride of country's daughters and sisters. Indian Army has said that a small number of suspected drones were observed near Samba in Jammu and Kashmir, which were being engaged. The Army said there is no need to be alarmed. Director General of Military Operation DGMO level talks were held between India and Pakistan this evening. Indian Army said in a statement that issues related to continuing the commitment that both sides must not fire a single shot or initiate any aggressive and inimical action against each other were discussed. It was also agreed that both sides consider immediate measures to ensure troop reduction from the borders and forward areas. Director General Air Operations Air Marshal A.K. Bharti today stressed that India's fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. He said, it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorists, which compelled Indian armed forces to respond in kind. Briefing media in Delhi on Operation Sindoor, Air Marshal Bharti gave details about how Indian forces minimized damage to both civilian and military infrastructure of the country during Operation Sindoor. He spoke about the layered and integrated air defense systems put in place by the Indian armed forces.
हमारी तरफ से हमारी air defense systems देश के लिए दीवार की तरह खड़ी थी और इसको भेदना दुश्मन के लिए नामुमकिन था. This brings me to the point, how have Indian forces managed to minimize the damage to both civilian and military infra in the country in spite of the unrelenting efforts by the Pakistani forces? Most of you and the majority populace within the country have had a lot to say about the layered and integrated air defense systems put in place by the Indian Armed Forces, which includes the assets of the Indian Army, the Indian Navy, in addition to the primary air defense assets of the Indian Air Force.
Air Marshal Bharti informed that numerous waves of drones and unmanned combat aerial vehicles employed by Pakistan were thwarted by the indigenously developed soft and hard kill counter UAS systems and the well-trained Indian air defense personnel. Speaking about the results achieved in countering the enemy threat over the last week, Air Marshal Bharti said Pakistan's PL-15 missile of Chinese origin missed the target and loiter munitions and unmanned aerial systems were brought down. India has rebutted US President Donald Trump's claim that he stopped the impending conflict between India and Pakistan by saying that he was going to do a lot of trade with the two countries. External Affairs Ministry sources said that there was no reference to trade in the discussions between US Vice President J.D. Vance and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 9th of May. And that is the end of this news bulletin.